Dajou is one of Francophone Africa's biggest artists. He has fans both in France, where he grew up, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where his parents are from, and in many other countries. He told me his biggest ever audience of 100,000 was in Chad. I caught up with him when he was in London for a sold-out show at the O2 Indigo. He told me it makes him happy to think that there are so many people in a city he doesn't know well who listen to his music and support him. Dajou has a string of gold, platinum and diamond records to his name, and his sound ranges from unmistakably Congolese to Afropop and Afrobeats. His trademark is romantic love songs. His collaboration with Burna Boy, Donne-moi l'accord, released in 2019 was, presumably, an astute move for both of them. Dajou says that the rise of Afrobeats has benefited him and may account for his recent popularity in London. I have been doing Afro for years, but the appeal of Afrobeats is irresistible. The Nigerians have been really pushing the sound, and since they sing in English, their music is more accessible for America, so it's become really fashionable. It's a good way for me to widen my fan base. Apart from his tour, and his album Cullinan, Dajou has also been working on a feature film called Ima. It's a romantic comedy shot in Dr. Congo, which was released in May. Dajou sees the film as part of his commitment to give back. He has a charity of the same name. 90% of the team who worked on the film was Congolese. It gave me pleasure to value all these people. It can take a while to find the right way to help, and I have only been active in this way for 5 years, but I think it's very important. I don't like to talk about being an example, I don't like that responsibility, but it is a fact. Young people follow what I do and imitate me. In February this year, Dajou and his brother Maître Gims were appointed cultural ambassadors for Dr. Congo by President Félix Tshisekedi. It was an honor, but honestly it doesn't change anything for me. I will continue to promote Congo as I have always done. It's just official now.